Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're going to now chat to Phil Mashabani, the designer for the Hector Peterson Memorial Museum and owner of Mashabani Rose Architects. A very good afternoon, Phil. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Wonderful. Glad to have you back. And a very good afternoon, a very good public holiday to you. A very good Youth Day, Phil.
Them to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much, Phil. So, Phil, today, why is it important to remember Hector Peterson and the role he played back in 1976?
Well, the question why, look, perhaps one can sum it up in the words of Oliver Reginald Tambo. I quote when he said, "There is no vocabulary to describe the nobility and the pathos of the conscious sacrifices that the youth of South Africa have made to free themselves." Now, that is the important part. Because at the time, the government of the day had imposed Afrikaans as a medium of instruction for black schools, and the students resisted that, and they changed that. And that became kind of a threshold into the kind of current dispensation that we have in South Africa, which we call democracy.
And I mean, that was 1976. And I mean, that is 46 years ago.
Yes.
And I mean, it was a very young Hector Peterson that died on that day. And in essence, did he become the face of June the 16th?
Yes, he was. Let me put it this way. He was not the first.
You know what? Hector, I think we're going to have to phone you back. The line is terrible. We're just going to break to an ad, and please stay with us. Hector, we're going to call you back.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
And we are back on the line with Phil Mashabani. Good afternoon, Phil. Are you back with us?
Good afternoon.
And,
thank you.
Oh, that is so much better. I must apologize for calling you Hector. A slip of the tongue. But I think, anyway, it's a good memory for Hector. And, Phil, we were chatting, obviously, about the 46 years and, obviously, about the Hector Peterson becoming the face, you know, of June the 16th. And, I mean, is he essentially the face?
Yes, look, Hector Peterson and Buyiswa Makhubu became the face of 1976. Buyiswa is the gentleman who was carrying Hector, taking him to the medical center. However, Hector was not the first. There was Hastings Job, who was the first to be shot in 1976. Of course, cameras did not catch him.
Right.
To make him the face, yeah.
And this museum, that this memorial museum that now stands in Orlando West, can you give me a little bit about the inspiration that made the museum possible and how it came to be?
Yes, well, that museum, how it came to be, the land on which the building itself has been built, it was a vacant commercial piece of land. However, in front of it, the whole space, and there was a bit of an island which was occupied by transportation containers donated by Transnet, wherein the local community or interested parties, particularly the June 16 committee, had established kind of a visitation or interpretive center of 1976, where pictures of 1976 uprisings were displayed. Then what we did, myself as an architect and a conscious architect, I identified that as the most visited site. And together with my office, we put together a document which we made available to the city of Johannesburg to say, in the event that you've got funds, you need to develop infrastructure here for this visitation. And of course, there was extensive consultation with the June 16 committee, and subsequently, a Soweto Heritage Trust was established to manage the process. And many corporates came onto the party, including the city of Johannesburg, the Department of Arts and Culture and Housing came to the party and made funds available for us to proceed. And we designed the museum. But however, the building itself is driven by the content. We needed to tell the story. We needed to write this history.
Absolutely.
If it's not in the book,
yeah.
Therefore it needs to be read through the building.
And Phil, thank you so much. Unfortunately, we do need to cross for the 4:30 news. That was Phil Mashabani, the designer for the Hector Peterson Memorial Museum and owner of Mashabani Rose Architects.